भज हूँ रे मन श्री नंदनंदन अभय चरण अरविंद रे भजहु रे मन श्री नंदनंदन अभय चरण अरविंद रे मानव जनम सत्संगे फले से लिनो कृपा न दूर जाना सफल सुख लागे हे धन जौन पुत्र परी अच्छे पराती धन यौवना पुत्र परिजन इत की अच्छे पराती रवण कीर्तन मरण वंदन पाद सेवन दासरी रवण कीर्तन मरण वंदन पाद सेवन दासरी पूजन सखी जन आत्मा निवेदन पूजन सखी जन आत्मा निवेदन भजहु रे मन श्री नंदनंदन अभय चरण अरविंद रे Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare,
Hare Krishna.
Thank you. श्री प्रभुपाद की जय। हमें तो भक्त वृंद की जय। हरे कृष्ण हरे कृष्ण। रीड आउट द मीनिंग ऑफ दिस सॉन्ग। एनीबडी कैन रीड लाउडली
mind, just worship the lotus feet of the son of the Nanda, which makes one fearless, having obtained this rare human birth. Cross over this ocean of the worldly distance through the association of saintly persons. Both in the day and the night, I remain sleepless, suffering the pain of the heat and the cold, the wind and the rain. For a fraction of flickering happiness, I have uselessly serve fickle, wicked and miserly men. What assures of the real happiness is there is in all of one's wealth, youthfulness, sons and the family members. This life is tottering like a drop of water on a lotus petal. Therefore you should always serve and worship the divine feet of the Lord Hari. It is desire and great longing of Govindasha to engage himself in the nine processes of bhakti, namely hearing of glories of Lord Hari and chanting those glories, constantly remembering him and offering prayers to him, serving the Lord lotus feet, serving the Supreme Lord as a servant, worship him with flowers and incense and so forth, serving him as a friend and completely offering the Lord one's very self.
ओम ज्ञान तिम्रंधस्य ज्ञानांजन शलाकया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्री गुरवे नमः। ओम विष्णुपदाय कृष्णप्रस्थाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदांत स्वामिनिति नामिने। नमस्ते सरस्वते देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे, विशेषा शून्यवादी पश्चात देश तारिणे। जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवासदि गौर भक्तवृंद। हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। सो टुडे वी आर गोइंग टू discuss topic is greed and peace are incompatible. Greed and peace are incompatible, doesn't go together. So today's song we have just sung now, right now. This song is written by Govinda Das. He was this associate of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Very beautifully Govinda Das have described how to attain the real peace and happiness in the life. Says that Bhajavare manas Sri Nandanandana Abhay Charanaravindare. Unless we are not free of anxiety, free of all the fears, we cannot become peaceful. And if we are not peaceful, how can we become happy? In this world, if you see, all of us are hankering from our childhood to youth, youth to old age, until the moment of our death, we all are hankering for so many things and thinking that all those things will make us happy and satisfied. You achieve one after another so many goals in your life. First you achieve your first class, then second class, then third class, then fourth class, then fifth class. All classes you passed, and all successes gave you little happiness. then 9th class, 10th class, then 12th class, then into the IIT, we did graduation, or DC, did graduation, engineering, we are doing now. You will get, so you have many, achieved many goals in your life till now, and you are going to make any, so many goals in future also, isn't it? But have you become, achieved the real goal of happiness and peace in our life? In spite of achieving so many goals, are we really, have we achieved really happiness, state of happiness? No. So, and the same thing is going to continue in the future also. Like, you may have your goals, like you have to pass your exam, like immediately exam is coming for you, all of you, isn't it? But again, next goal is to somehow pass the exam, coming exam, write nicely and pass the coming exam. And then, sometimes in the pursuit of these temporary goals, like exams, passing exam, then getting job, then getting money, and getting wife, getting children, getting car, getting fridge, getting AC, we forget the real goal of our life. Sometimes even we forget for what purpose I am doing all this. What I want to achieve from getting good marks. That also we forget. And therefore, this is called mirage. Mirage. Mirage, you have seen? No? You know what mirage?
Illusion.
Illusion, yeah. Something which we think it is there, but it is not. Like after 100 meters, if you go in desert area, if you see, the, oh, after 100 meters there is some water. And you run, run, and you are very thirsty, and when you reach there, you put your hand in water, like this, and you will get sand, hot sand. That's all. Then you see again next 100 meters. Oh, there is water. And when you go there, put it, you will get sand, hot sand. Then you again see 100 meters, there is some water. Actually, there is no water. It appears that there is water. So the material world we are hankering for so much is just like that. It's like a mirage. And therefore, people, in spite of having tried for many, many lifetimes, still they don't become happy in their life. Our search for happiness never ends. The reason is that we don't know how to become really happy. Therefore, he says, that bhajahure manas sri nandanandana abhay charana arvindanti. Unless and until you don't take shelter of the lotus feet of Krishna and we feel 100% protected, we cannot become happy. Now what, how to practically see it, understand it. Let us take a practical example. That once I was going in a train, I saw train was completely filled, you know, packed. Four or five people were hanging outside, you know, the gate also. And inside we were standing, and suddenly one lady was there. One lady was carrying a child inside the crowd. This child fellow is sleeping nicely on the lap. And lady is struggling. Child doesn't have any anxiety. Child is sleeping nicely. But the lady is somehow protecting the child from the crowd. Just imagine if child is left in that crowd, what will happen to the child? So much crowded. But because this fellow is on the lap of the mother, he is so nicely enjoying. He is not having any anxiety, any tension. So similarly, when the soul, we the soul, part and parcel of God, we are on the lap of Krishna, we have taken shelter of Krishna, we are protected by Krishna, then we don't have anxiety. But when we are not protected by Krishna and we try to act independent of God, Krishna, then we have many, many anxiety. This material world is like a forest fire. It is ready to devour us at each and every moment. So therefore, best way is to take shelter of the Lord. Doesn't matter what you are. You may be a great, intelligent person, but there is no guarantee that you will remain like that and that will bring you happiness unless you don't take shelter of Krishna. Because any moment our happiness, attempt for a happiness will be finished. We are trying so much, isn't it? So much we are trying to attain happiness. Everybody, no? Get degree, this, that, but then any moment everything will be taken away. You can lose. So therefore, if we take shelter of Krishna, then we are protected. Krishna will protect us. Abhayacharana Aravinda. Otherwise there is no guarantee. So we, in spite of taking shelter of Krishna, we try, you know, so much, and sometimes even do over endeavor, over ambitious, work so hard. And working so hard and earning, even you forget the God, Krishna. Even you forget to chant His holy name. Even you forget to worship Him, to remember Him. And we are so busy in our day-to-day activities, in our exams, in our maintaining relationships, friends, and families, and maintaining so many things in our life, watching television and moving here and there, that even if you forget the God, Krishna. So therefore, it's very, very, in pursuit of temporary happiness, we forget the real happiness, and because of that we cannot get the real happiness. There is an example. So this makes greedy. A greedy person wants to earn more and more, and therefore he cannot become happy. It's just like there is a story last time also I told. I'll repeat the same story. There was a rich man, very rich man, and one poor man approached the rich man. You remember? And poor man wanted to some land. Rich man said that, okay, I am giving you an offer, no? Okay, you start from 6 o'clock in the morning and till 6 o'clock in the evening, how much land you are going to cover, that land will be yours. This fellow becomes so happy. Oh, today is my most fortunate day in my life. And he started running, going. And it became 1 o'clock, and then he thought that let me return, but then suddenly he thought no, let me run another 2 hours, 1 hour, because while coming I have come little slow, while going I will go very fast. So then I started running further, and then it became 4 o'clock, and then he realized that 4 o'clock it's already, if I will return now, whether will I reach or not. Then he started running back, and then it became 5 o'clock, and then only 1 hour is left, and so much distance is to cover, and he's falling, running, then falling on the ground, then tears are coming from his eyes, and because he's going to lose out of, because of his greedy nature. He was thinking, let me go little further so that I can cover more land. And then in search of covering more land, he forgot that he has to return also. And therefore, when he was returning, it becomes so difficult for him to go to that goal, reach to the point where he started. It became 5 o'clock and he was, foam was coming from his mouth, tears where he is crying, the body were completely, you know, जो गिरते हैं जमीन पे तो फट जाता है, चोट लग जाता है, wounded body, bodily parts, and is completely tired and perspiring, and then somehow he could not reach by 6 o'clock to the goal, and therefore he lose the opportunity to get land. What was the reason why he could not get land?
Greed.
Yes. And the same thing is, it may appear for you all, you know, a funny story, but it's not funny. Actually, this is what is happening with us, all of us. This greed, the high ambitions in our life, making us forget that what is the real goal. This fellow, if he would have gone, you know, 12 o'clock, he would have returned. He would have got so much land that he could have lived very easily, isn't it? But because of his greed, he let me take this goal also. Okay, now I have done my engineering, let me do little cat also. Then after that, let me do this also. Let me do this also. Then let me do this. And whether I will be able to do or not, that we don't think. We are trying to, you know, become so much over ambitious. Let me do this also, so many things, but not let me do Hare Krishna chanting. Somehow, that is the last option we give. All other options we give first, and last is Krishna. So this fellow, he also kept the returning in the last option. And that was his mistake. And we all are in that category. See, if we see our condition, like particularly you all, I don't know about others, but you all, if you see your condition today, you are in a much better position than crores of people in India. Isn't it? For your information, 30 crore people in India, their monthly income is 300 rupees, less than 300, 30 crore people. You know this? You don't know? 10 rupees, less than 10 rupees per day income. So how much is in 1 month? 300. And that is called below poverty line. 30 crore people are below poverty line, and poverty line is defined as 10 rupees income, less than 10 rupees. That is called poverty line. So just imagine how many people will be less than 3000. Almost 60 crore. Hardly one few lakhs of people are earning, and you are among those few 1 or 2 lakh people in India. You are in that category. You were already chosen one and you have got such a nice opportunity. But still you see, the Maya is so strong that it will make you also feel that you are insecure. Oh, I am so insecure. What will happen in my future? Oh, if I don't get good marks, if I don't pass my exam, you are also the same anxiety as outside people. This is called illusion. How it works? It's called perceived threat. And then you'll make another big ambition, oh, let me secure my position more by doing CAT. Or let me secure my position much better by, you know, doing some other courses or something like that. Krishna says, Arjuna asks Krishna, Krishna, suppose I cannot complete my devotional service, bhakti, in this life, and before completing, perfecting itself, I die, what will happen? So Krishna replied that either he will take birth in an aristocratic family, or in a Brahmana family, so that you can very easily complete your next life, you can complete the bhakti.
and you become very rich, very easily you will be able to attain your goal of life, basic need, necessity of life. Where people will struggle to get even bread or two times, you will get it easily in next life if you do bhakti. But there is a danger also, and we all fall in that category. See, all by birth itself you have intelligence, now by Krishna arrangement you all are in the IIT Delhi, isn't it? So, means this shows that in the previous life itself you have done some good credit of activities in devotion, and because of that you have got this position. Now, this is the time to complete your target, isn't it? When our need for eating and sleeping are fulfilled easily, you can easily get a job and you can, you know, lead your comfortable life. You don't need to, you know, work like a coolie on the railway platform, isn't it? Just the coolie, even if he works 24 hours, can he get more than what he will get after 2 or 3 years? No. Why? Because his destiny is like that. He is destined to act like that. And your destiny, because of his previous life karma, your destiny is that even if you don't work very hard, you will get easily. Like in my case, you know, I was in my company, so when I was working, I didn't put much effort in work and other things. Still, within 3 years, my salary got tripled. I didn't know how it is happening. Even I did not work very much. Many people were struggling so much to get promotion. I did not struggle, I did not listen much to my boss, and still I am getting promotion. Because the condition of the company is like that. Because of the, you know, people are leaving the company, they are somehow keeping the people inside. So, either you work or not, your salary is increasing, going on increasing. You see, arrangement of Krishna. Even I don't want, it is increasing. So what you are destined to get, you are getting already. It's not that you will get. Sometimes we will, no, you are already getting. You are already getting. And what you are getting, everybody cannot get it. Doesn't matter how much effort he will put. Like there are many students in India, even they put their whole effort, they will not enter into the IIT. It's not very difficult. See, there is a destined intelligence has been given to you all to come to this stage. The basic purpose behind that you should get your livelihood very easily, and the rest of the time should be engaged in the service of Krishna, in perfecting bhakti, and attain the real goal of your life, that is to go back to Godhead. Finish your business in the remaining time. But what happens? It happens exactly opposite. I am big now, so let me must become bigger. And then when you become bigger, then let me become more bigger. And then when you are becoming more bigger, then let me become biggest. And therefore that struggle, that time, that facility which has been given for us as a privilege to practice bhakti, we misuse that time, we waste that time in attaining the temporary goals of our life. Just like this person, rich man, this poor man who wanted more and more land. So he has got the nice offer, okay, you can go and 3-4 hours you run and you get very easily land, sufficient land to get, you know, your whole life you can easily eat. But then this fellow was not satisfied, he wanted more and more and more and more, and that is your condition. So just imagine how many people are below you. Almost 99 crore people are, more than 100 crore people are below you in India. You are more better than 100 crore people in India. More than 100 crore. I don't know how many crore in the world. And still you are hungering so much. Still you are so much anxious. If you are so much anxious, then how much anxious and fearful they should be. So my point is that we have to understand this and try to implement it in our life. Let us understand that Krishna has given us the opportunity where we can easily get our livelihood. But then the time which is remaining, let me, you give some time for Krishna consciousness, bhakti. Not that late, okay, I have sufficient, I don't have much study pressure, I can study in the last hours of the exam, last day of the exams, then let me whole semester enjoy and gossip with the friends and watch television, go to the movies, play badminton, play cards, or do something like that. There are many things. So we can do that, there is no problem. We can do, we are free to do. Krishna has given us the facility, we are free to use the way we want. But then, for the purpose the facility has been given, we will not achieve that purpose. That is only difficult problem. The purpose is to attain the real peace and happiness in the life. So, people think that no, unless I don't work hard like ass, I cannot be happy, donkey. Doesn't matter whether I am in IIT, I need to work like donkey. No, it's not like that. Human life is not meant to work hard like donkey. Try to understand. Human life is meant to live a comfortable and happy and peaceful life. Not like donkey. Work hard with a big load on your back, and then going to the office and hankering so much, then part-time job, then this job. In America, people do 2-3 jobs, because one job is not sufficient to satisfy their greed. Five-hour here, five-hour there, then 15-16 hours goes in office only. I don't know how, when they will use that money, what they are earning. And our condition also becomes like that. There is a story of a donkey and carrot, you know, donkey. A donkey are very fond of carrots. You know this? Donkey. So what did the master is very clever. So he donkey was on the cart, front donkey is there, front side. The back side of the cart he put one, you know, rod, long rod. On the tip of the rod he put the one carrot, he hung one carrot, and then in front of the eyes of the donkey, it was little one hand away from the eyes of the donkey. The donkey was thinking that if I go one step ahead, then I'll get the carrot. When he goes one step ahead, then carrot also goes one step ahead, because it is linked behind. And this donkey, in pursuit of getting that carrot, you know, is doing work whole day. That at the evening at least I'll get that carrot. And then when he comes, then the master gives some carrot, 2-3 carrots, and then again next day he put him in that cart. And in this donkey is wasting his whole life, and he's very frustrated sometimes. Sometimes master beats him also with the, you know, chabuk, tanda se, marta bhi usko. But he is so fond of this carrot. One day his other friend came and asked, you know, this donkey, that why you are working so hard? See, I am also donkey. But I don't work hard. See, you need at least carrot or grass also you can eat. And grass is available everywhere freely. Why don't you come with me, leave the master, come with me and eat the grass nicely, easily, and live a very comfortable life. This donkey said, no, you don't know, there is a great secret behind it. He said, what can be the secret behind working so hard like donkey? He said, that because you are my dear friend, very confidential issue this matter, but I will let you know because you are my very dear friend. Yes, please tell me what is that confidential behind working so hard. He said, one day my master brought his daughter in front of me. His daughter committed some mistake, and therefore he brought his daughter in front of me, and he said to his daughter that if you do the same mistake again, then I'll marry you with this donkey. So I am waiting for the day when the daughter will commit mistake again and he will marry her daughter with his daughter with me. And that is his motivation to work so hard. Of course, this is another funny story, but at the same time, you have to understand that this is quite practically applicable in my life.
Things are like that.
Isn't
if
it?
You have something bad thing, then if you will ask why you are doing it, they will make you feel like that.
Yeah. So therefore, same donkey-like behavior we are also doing in this world. We are so mad after attaining the material goals that even we forget that there is no need to hanker so much. Try to understand. There is no need. The person who is earning 30,000, he is hungering for 60,000. The one who is earning 60,000, he is hungering for 90,000. The one who is earning 90,000, he is hungering for 120,000. Like that, there is no end to this hankering. Therefore, we have to understand that what for people are working so hard. What is the purpose? What they want to attain? Like suppose we all are working so hard, what is the purpose?
At last, happiness.
Happiness, isn't it? Peace and happiness. But are people getting it? No, very few people. So money, like this rich man wanted to be happy, a poor man, and he went to the rich man, and he got nice offer also, but he got the opportunity to be happy, but he could not. Why?
Greed.
Yes, greed. No matter how much land he has, he will not become satisfied. Because there is an end to your needs, but there is no end of your want present having. So therefore, see, we should hanker for the real happiness in our spiritual life by practicing spirituality. Bring Krishna consciousness by doing bhakti yoga, by chanting Hare Krishna, and by associating with the devotees, following the principles of bhakti, then you see that you will be really happy, satisfied. Serve Krishna and chant His holy name. Then you see the happiness comes in your life. Otherwise, materially, if people are not happy, even suppose somebody thinks that, no, I'll become happy by attaining many, many things in my life. No, if you don't become Krishna conscious, you cannot become happy. Like, see, there are many people, they are very, very materially advanced, very, very rich. But even if you become rich, you will not become happy. Like, there are many, many things. Why? Why we cannot become happy after even attaining so many things in our life? Why we cannot become happy? Suppose we attain many things in our life. Why you cannot become happy?
We are not in our native state.
Yeah, that is first.
We are not able to manage all these things.
Yeah. He said that you have money, but you cannot, because nowadays you see the people, they cannot stay with their families. Somebody is in Bombay, somebody in Calcutta, husband is working in Bombay, and wife is working in Calcutta or Delhi, there is so much distance. Even they have money, but they cannot enjoy. They cannot live together. The children are somewhere else. My husband is somewhere else, the wife is somewhere, children are somewhere else. Family separation. See, before coming in Brahmacharya, after coming in Brahmacharya Ashram, I am much closer to my family members than when I was working. How you know? Because I am free always to call them. Whenever they come, I can meet. When I was in working, even my brother comes, hardly I get time to talk to him. But today if he comes, I can get more time to talk to him. And so the family also, we cannot give time. People are so busy. Then you see the traffic jam, so much struggle for the, like peak hour in Bombay, the train is so jam-packed, although the train after every 2 minutes, but still the train is very jam-packed. 10-12 people are hanging outside the door somehow. Every day many people die in Bombay, you know? many people die in Bombay in the train accident. So even if you enter, you cannot come out. So packed. Why? What is the reason? The reason is that number of greedy people are increasing in the cities. Those who come from the villages to the cities, why they come? They are greedy. Their greed brings them in the city. They feel that in city they will enjoy. But that doesn't happen. In Delhi there are 60% people are in slum areas. 60% Delhi population. No property. There are only one happiness either. They watch television, that's all. That is their happiness. Whether they get food or not, that doesn't matter, but they watch television. That is their advancement. What is the reason? Greed. Working lifestyle is so tough. So much working lifestyle. How it is tough? Go early in the morning, 7:15. Like I asked Rajan yesterday, came, how many hours he works? He said 12 hours. Yes, 7:15 he leaves and 7:15, 7:30 he comes back. Then he has to cook. You all are enjoying in IIT Delhi. But it is not the same situation. Working life is tough. Don't think that only Rajan. Everyone, even I asked Vishwajit, I asked Koteswar, they all are working so hard. Koteswar also starts at 8:30 around and then he comes back by 8:30. Today, when I say, you know, I was making schedule for Jitendra, I said, you should not sleep in daytime. He said, oh, how is it possible? No, you have to make it possible. But once you go in the working scenario, in your job, you cannot sleep in daytime. Today, all are student, all are enjoying. But don't think that you can enjoy always. No, Maya is very strong. It will put, you know, ankush, lagam on our happiness. We cannot be happy. Very difficult. And now they see job pressure is so much, like they are removing the many engineers from the company. Any moment, full of so, even in spite of so much education, they are not secure. So this is the situation. So lifestyle, working lifestyle is so tough that people don't get time to eat. Because suppose 7:15 if you come 7:30 from office, when he will cook and when he will eat and when he will take rest. He cooks 1 hour it takes for cooking, then they have to take food, cleaning vessels and other things, everything they have to do on their own. Working lifestyle is tough. While going in the traffic, if you get in jam, then your
mind is on the
news. Yeah, so much tension. And then ultimately while working hard for searching happiness, ultimately people die. Just like, you know, honeybee, they work so hard to accumulate honey in the honeycomb. And one day hunter comes, puts some fire below, a smoke, all honeybees are driven out and he takes the honey and drinks it. Honeybees are putting so much effort, but hunter comes and takes all the honey. Similarly, we make big arrangement in our life, big palace, after so much hard work, we accumulate so much money, so big palace, but then one moment, Krishna comes and throws us out of the house. That is a force, material force, material nature. So strong force is there. You cannot say, no, please you come after 5 years. That means you are, no. When death comes, it takes everything away. Doesn't matter how big arrangement you have done for your stay here nicely. But when death comes, can we check the death? No. You cannot say. You may make big arrangements, you accumulate. But by the time you get, no, now I am free, retired, now I can enjoy. By the time you retired, very soon you will be retired from this world. You cannot enjoy. So therefore this greed, the hankering for happiness remain whole life. And if you think that no, tomorrow I will become happy and then I will enjoy. No, that doesn't come. If you, today you cannot enjoy, how can you enjoy tomorrow? So therefore, let us, this intense craving for accumulating wealth does not end at any point of time. The intense craving, I want more and more and more, more success in my life. So whatever we have got by the mercy of Krishna, let us be satisfied with that. And let us lead a happy and peaceful life with whatever facilities right now, whatever success we have got by the mercy of Krishna, let me be satisfied and try to live our life with that only. If you want to save, you can save in that much only. If you don't want to save, even if you get 10 times more, you will not be able to save. Understanding the concept how to attain peace and happiness in our life. So we get generally what we are destined to get, and by the mercy of Krishna you all have particularly got that. Now you also practice to make best use of what you have got, success in your life. And the best use is to use in the service of Krishna. Sravana Kirtan Smarana Bandhan Pada Sevana Dasyare Pujana Sakhijana Atma Nivedan Govind Dasa Vilasare. Because E Dhana Javana Putra Parijan Ite Kyache Parijitire, this family, so much wealth, all these are temporary. And we are so much dependent on them, but that is temporary. Temporary happiness comes out of that. We can never become. It gives so much anxiety, tension. I suppose money comes. How much anxiety is there to maintain it? Nowadays people are very, very eager to manipulate share market and other things. So much anxiety. If some share market goes up, their anxiety goes down. When the share market goes down, their anxiety goes up. When their life is dependent on share. You see? शेयर का ऊपर जाएगा कम नीचे जाएगा कोई ठीक नहीं, मीन्स आवर हैप्पीनेस इज कंट्रोल्ड बाय शेयर. एक्चुअली इट शुड बी अपोजिट, वी शुड कंट्रोल शेयर, बट एक्चुअली शेयर इज कंट्रोलिंग अस. सी हाउ आवर लाइफ, वी मेक आवर लाइफ कॉम्प्लिकेटेड. सो मनी इज ऑल देयर, देयर इज लॉट ऑफ एंग्जायटी ऑल्सो. सो देयरफॉर वॉट एवर वी हैव गॉट, लेट अस बी सेटिस्फाइड and engage it in the service of Krishna, whatever, and be satisfied. Time, whatever you are getting extra, don't waste it. Each and every moment is very precious in our life. So use it in a proper direction in the service of Krishna. Come to the program, come to the temple. There is so nice facility for attaining peace and happiness. When you come in the temple, you just sit in the temple, you get so much peace, happiness, isn't it? The morning Mangalarti, how peaceful it was. Suppose you would have been there in your hostel, what you will be doing? Sleeping. Because you are enjoying so nice kirtan and so nice prayers, isn't it? Aarti is going on, Lord is there in front of us. So happy, blissful atmosphere. So this, how we can attain the peace and happiness in our life. And therefore, we should work for the spiritual happiness, because the spiritual happiness is eternal. And get the time to chant Hare Krishna, read books, get the knowledge. Our peace and happiness also related with the knowledge what we have. If our knowledge, we have developed sufficient knowledge, like so many times we are hankering for the material sensual pleasures. Sensual pleasure through the senses, television, cinema, movies, but these are all temporary. And then intoxication, nasha lete hain log, sensual pleasure ke liye. So all these illicit sexual relationship, this gives temporary pleasure. For few minutes it will be pleasure, and then what will happen? Hankering again. And when you are hankering for something, you cannot become happy, peaceful. जैसे जो ड्रग्स लेते हैं क्या होता है, जब ड्रग्स लेंगे तो थोड़ा देर ठीक रहेगा, उसके बाद क्या होगा, जैसे नशा नहीं जो फिर से दोबारा में चाहिए मुझे, देन दे बेग बोरो एंड स्टील बट गेट इट, सो मच एंग्जाइटी, सो मच टेंशन। हाउ ए पर्सन हु इज हैंकरिंग फॉर ड्रग्स ही कैन बी पीसफुल हैप्पी? नो, इट्स नॉट पॉसिबल। देयरफॉर इटर्नल हैप्पीनेस इज ओनली व्हेन वी प्रैक्टिस स्पिरिचुअलिटी, व्हेन आवर सेंसेज आर अंडर कंट्रोल, देन I want to just sit and chant Hare Krishna, nobody should disturb me, and that's all. And just see the peace and happiness. Nobody can drag me from here. I'll let me sit. But if your senses are not controlled, then your senses will drag you. You want to sit peacefully and take rest, but your senses will tell them, let us go and watch porno movies. There is time to take rest, but you go and watch porno movies. Your senses will drag you. No, no, don't take rest now. I want you to go there. Or your senses will take, oh, 3:30 in the morning there is cricket match between India and New Zealand in New Zealand. So you should get up at 3 o'clock. Many people get up, aise nahi jagenge. Japan ke liye jage hai na jage, but jab match rahega World Cup ka, to zarur jag jayenge 3 o'clock. Bahut log rehte the, jab main IT mein tha, bahut log baithe jaate the, main jaata 3:30. Because cricket magic. Senses will drag us. You want to be calm and peaceful, sit and study in your room, but you say, let us go and do some gossip with our friends. This is the power of senses. And this will create trouble for us. Therefore we have to understand that let us develop the attachment to Krishna. And why is this all happening? Because we are not doing what we are supposed to do. Actually, we all are servant of Krishna. And if we don't serve God, Krishna, then we are serving Maya, our senses. And Krishna becomes satisfied. Krishna says, Patram Pushpam Phalam Tvayam Yomim Vagu Bhaktya Prakshati. But our senses doesn't get satisfied even you feed it for millions and millions of years. Many people have the habit of watching porno movies. Millions and millions of movies also they will watch, they will never get satisfied because this is the nature of our mind and senses. But Krishna is being get satisfied just by you offer some leaves and flowers. That's all. He chants His holy name, that's all Krishna is satisfied. So Krishna is such a nice master. So let us serve Krishna who is our master, and then if we do that by chanting His holy name, by reading about Him, by coming and sitting in temple, discussing about Him, and attending the morning programs in temple. You see the change in your lifestyle. Just attend this morning program for 5-6 months and you see the change in your life. Change in your thinking power, change in your heart. So much transformation will take place. It is so powerful. The process is so powerful. So much peace and happiness and joy you will feel in your life. If our senses are controlled, so much happiness, so much peace is there. If senses are dragging, let us go behind the girl. But no, I will not go. I am controlled. Let me sit here. Enjoy chanting Hare Krishna. You will nicely enjoy. Finish. So much is there. So therefore, this is the real way. Simply hankering for more and more and more is not going to make us happy. And that is the purpose of spirituality. Spirituality will teach you how to become self-content. Whatever is there, be satisfied with that. And when we have developed that mood, then only we can attain peace. And then when we attain peace, then only we can attain happiness. Without peace, there cannot be happiness. This is the secret of happiness. Bhaktaram yagetapsam sarvalok maheswaram suidam sarvabhutanam gyatvam am shanti michati. Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita that the one who understands me as the master and best well-wisher of everybody, he can attain peace. So we should accept ourselves as servant of God and let us serve Him with whatever capacity we have. And then you see the real happiness and peace in our life.
Thank you. Any question? Peace and greed are not compatible. If you either you can have greed or you can have peace, both cannot have together. So we should, if we want to be peaceful and happy, then we have to control our greedy desires and become servant of God, Krishna. That is more important. Any question?
Scripture says that all the six problems we have will get removed by when we are at very high level of meditation. Till that point, these problems will stay inside and mind will push us.
Yes, that is there. Greed and other things, problems remains, but when we attain that higher level of devotion, there is no bar. You can attain within few months also. It depends on our sincerity, how much effort we are putting. कहते हैं जितना घोट डालेंगे उतना ही मीठा होगा ना. So how much we are putting effort? We have got the facility. Krishna has provided facility also. You have, if you want, right now you can get more time for Krishna. You are in a much comfortable situation of your life than many people in the world. So Krishna has given you facility also, where you can become advanced in devotional service. But if you don't use that facility, don't come to the temple, meet with the devotees frequently, spend time with the devotees, and the whole time we are simply engaging in the... Most of the time I know that people waste in college. They get some time, they go here and there. So, that those times if we engage in Krishna's service, then why will not advance?
Then that time what we should do?
Till that time you have to use your time to advance. जितना आप टाइम थोड़ा भी टाइम मिलेगा सी व्हेन यू वेस्ट योर टाइम व्हेन यू गेट फ्री टाइम इफ यू डोंट यूज इट देन यू विल मिसयूज इट दैट्स ऑल ईच एंड एवरी मोमेंट शुड बी यूटिलाइज्ड इन द सर्विस ऑफ कृष्णा सम और अदर एंड इफ यू मिसयूज इट देन वी आर गोइंग टू बी इन ट्रबल वी कैन नेवर एडवांस इन भक्ति सो ग्रेजुअल देन प्रोसेस विल वेरी स्लो ग्रेजुअल एडवांसमेंट. Everybody can advance very fast. There is no hard and fast rule. It's all on our side, our effort, our desire. If we are having desire to advance quickly, we will advance. But how much intense desire we have, and how to show that, understand that I have intense desire, not by saying, but how I act. Do I hunger for association? Like, we have given such a nice facility to all of you. You all can come and stay at least once in a week. How many people are coming? Just think, it's a matter of one night. You come at night, stay here. Such a nice program is there. Morning and evening, so both classes are there. Prasadam is there, nicely arranged. So many facilities. But are you taking it seriously? The opportunity given to us by Krishna? Krishna is giving us opportunity. God is giving us opportunity. But are we taking it seriously? So how seriously? Sometimes we come, sometimes we don't come. And we give so many excuses. So then, that's why we don't advance and we are not able to control the senses. And then what we can do? Till time we have to simply wait. That's all. Wait for happiness. Happiness will not come, satisfaction will not come. So we have to put our full effort. There is no room for complacency anywhere, even in devotional life also. So many people don't have facility to practice Krishna consciousness. Now we have that facility, so let us use it properly, isn't it? Until that time, we have to just somehow become more serious. Till time we are advanced. I should not waste even a single moment. That desire should be there. Develop that desire to each and every moment should be properly utilized. More and more seriousness, gravity should come. Then
we'll advance quickly. Any other questions? One more question because I have to go for singing. You all understand? Hello, any question? No question? Clear? You? You can
go? Like, there are lots of, are you running out of goals? There are lots of goals we are want to achieve and we have achieved. But I think that achievement is also necessary. If we will not achieve, then what we will do?
You will do bhakti.
But slowly we can progress now.
No, I am not telling that. See, point is that when you are pursuing the goal, what is the purpose of pursuing the goal?
Happiness.
Happiness. But by pursuing, while pursuing the goal, you forget, you don't get happiness. Then what is the use of pursuing a goal? To get into the cat, people commit, after coming to IIT Delhi, people commit suicide. Isn't it? What is the use of committing suicide? Having some big high ambition that you commit suicide after coming to IIT Delhi. You are not getting time to eat and you are working very hard. You are running 50 lakhs but you don't get time to eat. What is the use? The first, let us earn 1 lakh only but eat nicely. Isn't it? That should be goal, na? What will I do if I have more time? Chant Hare Krishna. If you have time, chant Hare Krishna. Do something good to the society, to the world. Preach Krishna consciousness to others. There is no, not that only we have to hanker for more and more. No, that is not the purpose of life. Today in this modern world it has become a fashion that no, unless I don't hanker work like a donkey, I cannot be called a nice person. No. Human life is not meant to work hard like donkey. Human life is very simple, meant to be very simple, simple living and high thinking. Our lifestyle should be simple and then we should hanker for the peace and happiness in our life. By naturally, by the God's assignment, whatever we have got and we are going to get in future also. But if I have to sacrifice my Krishna consciousness, chanting Hare Krishna to attain some, pursue some goals in my life and my happiness and peace, then better not to do that. And let us be satisfied with whatever we have got. But after doing my Krishna consciousness and then after having nice food and then some time to sleep, and then if I get time that I can prepare for cut, then you do that. No problem. But not at the cost of your health and your spiritual life. You should attain cut. What is the use then? Ultimately, you will die before you attain the cut. What is the use? If you die before attaining cut, what is the use of getting cut? Do cut. So better to maintain health, you know? Good health, good balance of mind, nice, no fear, no anxiety. Let's continue the life like that. And then, in spite of that, and then whatever happiness comes, be satisfied with that. That is the purpose. Thank you very much. After attending program, we'll have any further questions.
Do you attend Bhagavatam class also?
No, Bhagavatam class is not there. Okay?
What about the expectation of sending from IIT from us?
Expectations are there and expectations will be there. Okay? But there is no end of expectations. I'll answer your question after because I have to sing there and people will be waiting if I don't.
Thank you.